The Beloit Casino proposal is a joint project of the St. Croix and Bad River Chippewa bands. If approved by federal officials and Governor Doyle, it would be the first off-reservation casino for both tribes. Last year, the Ho-Chunk tribe that operates casinos in the Wisconsin Dells area proposed becoming a third partner in the project. But Bad River tribal spokesman Joe Hunt says negotiations broke down in January when the BIA regional office approved the original Chippewa partnership.
Almost like a war in the media occurred. Letters and press releases started coming from the Ho-Chunk Nation to the Bureau saying there were fatal flaws in the process and objected to virtually everything about the project.
Last week, the BIA sent a letter to the Ho-Chunk making it clear the Chippewa's Beloit Casino project was still on track, though not yet approved. Spokeswoman Nancy Greendeer says the letter doesn't address her tribe's complaint that an Indian Court of Claims has found the Chippewa bands don't have the historic ties to the Beloit area required by federal tribal gaming law.
That land, in fact, was found by this Indian Court of Claims to not be within the territory of these two bands, which the findings of fact clearly says they are not. Then they are not qualified to apply for those lands to be put into trust for the purposes of gaming.
But the Chippewas say they have documented treaty connections to the Beloit area and insist that the Ho-Chunk object to the new casino mainly because they fear competition. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.